This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Ever Given is underway, as you have probably heard by now. After something a bit more than 6 days plugging up one of the key trade routes of this global economy, the giant container ship that couldn't, really, is finally headed north in the Suez Canal. Final monetary damages to global trade yet to be tallied. Shipping delays are, of course, not the only thing going on in global trade, and that is where we will begin today. Back in the before times, which is to say January last, the Trump administration was cutting a trade deal with China. You might remember that. There were hopes the trade war and associated tariffs on $500 billion worth of goods from China would soon be in the rearview mirror. Well, over the weekend, or 15 months and one change of administration later, Katherine Tai, the new U.S. trade representative, said all American tariffs are going to stay, at least for the time being. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has the rest of that story.
Keeping tariffs on Chinese imports shows that the Biden White House will challenge Beijing when it needs to, says Scott Paul at the Alliance for American Manufacturing. It lobbies for Buy America policies. And he says this fits into the Biden plan of boosting domestic supply chains in several sectors.
They start with semiconductors, where there's been this global shortage, strategic minerals and batteries necessary to power a clean energy economy.
The overall Biden strategy on China is still in formation, but already the two-way trade war has cost American exporters 300,000 U.S. jobs, according to Moody's Analytics. Former trade official Amy Sellico is with the Albright Stonebridge Group, a business advisory.
The business community is trying to ensure that the Biden administration understands just how important the China market remains. Japanese businesses, European businesses are also saying the same things to their governments.
Despite keeping the tariffs in place, the Biden administration is trying to find areas where it can also cooperate with China. For instance, on climate, says Cheng Li at the Brookings Institution.
It's not a secret that Biden will invite world leaders for the climate summit next month. So I think Xi Jinping will be invited. There's a possibility that both leaders will also have the side meeting.
He says keeping the tariffs gives the U.S. bargaining leverage with China. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.